I feel really privileged to have won the award, and I feel very proud. I come last year and, you know, I was one of the runner-ups, so to actually win this year, my last chance to actually win anything before I get out of the army, I'm absolutely over the moon.
And it's great as well. You've got Eb Jones winning Rising Star as well, and she's a real talent.
No, she is, and she's proved her worth. She has been hard work, but, you know, she's worked hard. She's worked tirelessly to get to where she's at, you know, which is a credit to her. We've still got another award to come yet, possibly with Natty, so fingers crossed. No, everyone's done exceptionally well, and everyone works really hard, you know, and you know that from when you come down every week, you know, and the results that we churn out every week, it's just really good. And it's nice to actually receive something, you know, to say sort of well done, really, I suppose. So, it's good.
Yeah, certainly last season was an absolute amazing season, wasn't it? So many more titles being won, England titles by the guys, and many more making their appearances at international level.
Yeah, we had quite a lot of guys making international appearances. And the belts is always fantastic. And we got a couple of guys defending belts next week, actually, Shaka and Stephanie. And we won a seven area belt last week as well up in Bryce Norton. So, you know, we'll keep putting guys in, and we'll keep trying to, you know, better our numbers, really. So, yeah, it's good, and it's good rewards for the guys as well.
And you're not just a coach, as in getting them in the ring, ready for that. You're really looking after their welfare as well, aren't you, with the guys? Because obviously you've got to keep an eye on their boxing career, but also their career in the army, personal issues, everything like that. I suppose you could say, like many of you do, call you dad.
Yeah, it's, you know, they are kids, and they do need managing, and it's 99% of your job is managing them and making sure they're in the right place at the right time, wearing the right clothes, you know, giving them the right stuff, and, you know, and then training them, making sure their admin's done and stuff like that, because, you know, they're so focused that they just want to come in, train, go back to their rooms or whatever. So, you know, you have to really sort of sweep up around them, really, to make sure they're in the right place, and that's your job as a coach, you know, that you make sure they've got the right fluid, you make sure they've got the Vaseline, you make sure they've got a towel, you know, make sure, you know, they've got the strips, and make sure everything. So, and that's what we do as coaches. We pretty much babysit them, and hopefully then you get the better results.
It's quite a fitting way for you to win this award this year, because you're just coming towards the end of your time as the Army boxing coach. You've only got a few months left. You're going to be missing that role?
Potentially, yeah. I'm sure I'll miss it, because it's all I've done for the last 6 years. But I think I'm looking forward to a new challenge. I'm looking forward to spending some time at home, you know, because I've been commuting for the last 5 years. You know, so my family have taken a massive backseat for the team success, I suppose, but, you know, they don't quite see it that way, so it's be nice to go back and give some payback to my family, I think.
And how are you going to celebrate?
Well, I'm flying to Morocco first thing tomorrow morning, so I can imagine I'll be celebrating tomorrow night, and then with the rest of the week, with the rest of the cool guys that are out there, you know, playing golf and stuff. So it'll be nice to some nice downtime, and then we're back. As soon as I'm back, I've got two shows straight away as soon as I get back, you know, up in Doncaster and back in London. So there's no rest, we're just straight back into it.
Fantastic. Jason, congratulations, official of the year at the 2017 Army Sports Awards.
Thanks very much.